This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 297. Is there a formula for originality? Find out today. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Are you original or do you imitate? Today, you'll get some inspiring words about how to bring more originality into your life.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay. Everything's great. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear it. And today I was thinking a little bit about, you know, originality and imitation. Like, what's the, we're going to go deep today. Again, it's a Deep Thoughts Thursday. Ooh. So we know our listeners like to go deep. So let's go. What's the difference between being original and imitating?
Oh, okay. So being original is like being like very unique, like having your own personality, your own way of doing something, whether it's in your art or, you know, or your personality or anything like that. Whereas imitation is like mimicking. You do the same thing as somebody else.
I know. And I think it's so ironic that, you know, popular culture, at least in the US, often teaches us, you know, for example, school, like going to school, doing standardized tests. It often teaches us to imitate, right? To just learn the formula, pass the test. But what actually is the recipe for success is originality.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree with you. We're kind of brought up in that way that you just kind of follow the formula to succeed.
And I think that now things are changing though. I think moving forward, you know, in 2015 and beyond, I think that imitation is just not going to work anymore.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, because if we think about, you know, I read a lot by Seth Godin and he talks about the Industrial Revolution, how like that's what we were supposed to do back then is people worked in factories and they just repeated a formula and just came out with a product or just did what they needed to do. But it just doesn't work because we have the internet now and everyone needs to be original in their own way to succeed in life and in their careers.
It's like survival of the fittest.
Kind of, but in a different way.
Yeah.
Survival of the most
creative.
Original, most creative. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Michelle, let's share a quote for today. Do you want to read our quote for today?
Sure. I would love to. Okay. So the quote, this is by Herman Melville. And the quote is, "It is better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation."
Yeah. I like it. I mean, first of all, what do you think this means for our listeners as English learners?
Ooh, well, yeah, that's a little bit tricky, right? Because I think so often we're so focused on the exact formulas, especially in grammar. Yeah. Like, how does everything fit together and what's the reason? And that's great. But like, in English, I mean, and I'm sure in other languages too, there are just a million different ways to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. So if you focus so much on the grammar, and just so much on just getting everything right. You're never going to take those risks that kind of can make your language a little bit more interesting and a little bit more original.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. And I think that there's a time and place for both. You know, there's a time and place for being original and there is a time and place for imitation. For example, over at IELTS Energy, our other podcast, you know, we encourage you guys to follow our systems, our three-step systems, our formulas. You need to follow them because a test is really not the time to be taking risks.
True.
But once, right, because you need to achieve your career goals of getting that 7. But we're not talking about IELTS today. In your real All Ears English, this main show is really about how we can use English to connect, right? Connection, not perfection.
Right.
So that's when you can bring in the originality and bring in your personality when it comes to
right.
English.
Right. English is, it's a lot about choice, right? I can use the passive. I can use, you know, all different tenses to kind of try and convey different meanings and try and put focus on different things. And there are a million different ways to say the same thing, as I said. And so, you know, try and learn different ways to say different things, right? And then you sound a little bit more natural when you can say things in many different ways and be like a little bit more original and choose your words instead of just recite them like from a script, you know?
Yeah. And so we want to encourage you guys just in English and also in life, because we talk about life a lot, right? Just pay attention to your innate intelligence and what makes you different.
Right.
It might be that your culture might not encourage that. Some cultures encourage it more than others. And we realize that we all look at this concept a little bit differently. But I think it's so empowering when we can see the unique way that we are and we can actually amplify that.
Yeah, definitely. I think it just... so important to be unique and to be yourself, right? Because you are unique.
I think so. We had Laura Garnett on the show a few months ago, and she talked about the zone of genius, how we can hone in on what we do as geniuses. Like everyone has a zone of genius, something that's very specific.
Mm.
And it's true. I would rather fail trying to be original and doing what really speaks to me in my life, going after my true dreams, then succeed in a job where I'm just following the rules. That's my personality, but I don't know. I think it's a good thing to strive for.
You're right. Sometimes, I mean, you know, sometimes imitation is kind of like safe, right?
Right. Right. Sure. Yeah.
So, I think being original, like really, you know, takes, you know, you have to be brave.
If you are getting ready for your IELTS exam, you want to prepare for the speaking test. And on the speaking test, there are 4 things the examiner is going to grade you on. Would you like to know what those are? You can find out now if you go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. Go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, so one more time. Let's read the quote again. Michelle, can you read it for us one more time?
I absolutely can, Lindsay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay. It is better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation.
I like it. I like it. So we want to encourage our listeners today to take this quote and see where it applies in your life and just see if it resonates with you. If it doesn't resonate, then no problem. Throw it out the window. But if it resonates with you, see about different aspects of your life and how you can plug this in and see if you can experiment with a few things and come back to our website, allearsenglish.com/297, and let us know how you're going to try to bring more originality into your life, into your English skills, or just into your everyday life when you're trying to connect with people.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it kind of applies to me. I very much identify with this because it makes me think about music.
Yeah. Let us know a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, for me, sometimes I'm writing a song. I like to write songs. And honestly, sometimes what will happen is I'm writing a song and all of a sudden I think, oh my gosh, I know this song. Because, you know, these songs like seep into your subconscious and you might start writing a song that sounds similar to one that already exists.
Oh boy. Yeah, that could happen. Well, how do you prevent that?
Well, you just try and like get into a zone and just kind of like really focus on being original. And I mean, but the truth is, if you accidentally write a song and it sounds like somebody else, it's better than not writing a song at all. So sometimes, you know, if it happens, okay, maybe you're not going to use that song, but think of it as like an exercise in songwriting, right? And actually, yeah, this happens tons of times in professional music as well. I mean, people get into big lawsuits about, like, you know, copying music and, you know, yeah, that a melody is the same as a song that already exists, and it can get you into trouble. So, but I still think, you know, sometimes if you imitate and, you know, maybe it'll help you, right? Like how we were talking about learning English and how imitation is certainly helpful, right? It's still mm-hmm. practice. It's better than doing nothing, right? But the goal is to then, you know, take that and say, okay, well, that was my exercise and now let's make it my own, right?
Yeah, I think for me, what I take from this quote is more about what is more about the importance of not turning away from what's unique about us. Like, don't ignore those unique ideas that you have, those original ideas.
Right.
Don't think that the mainstream ideas are better than yours. Like, give them some time to surface and pay attention to them.
Right.
Because that's where the colors come out in life, right? I mean, not to sound too hippy-dippy here, but I think it's true. I think it's important. We have to learn to listen to our unique intelligence.
Right, right. No, I mean, I agree. I think that, you know, we're all snowflakes and...
Oh my gosh. So Michelle, are you writing any songs these days?
I haven't, but now I don't know. I feel a little bit empowered from this episode.
Okay, well, can you go and write a song for next time?
I will give it a try. Now you gave me motivation. So guys, yeah, I mean, I think that this would be really great. I mean, you know, we want to hear about how this quote resonates with you, because I mean, there's so many different things that you can take from it. And also, I mean, I think that this would be something great to talk about with a native English speaker, don't you, Lindsay?
Yeah, this would actually be a nice conversation topic. So if you guys are looking for a native English teacher to speak with, or just a community tutor that you want to work with, you can find one at italki, right? So guys, we're offering a special deal. If you go to allearsenglish.com/italki, go there and register on that page if you're a new user of italki. If you do that, you'll be able to get $10 off your second lesson with a native teacher at italki. You could bring this quote into your lesson and you could make this the foundation for your conversation.
Yeah.
And you could get someone to correct your mistakes. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty awesome.
I might
do that with Spanish. I mean, I don't know, Michelle, are there any languages that you're working on these days, like Hebrew?
I am working on Hebrew. I do take a Hebrew class. It's very low stress though.
Okay, well, maybe you can find a tutor online. Who knows? Who knows? So guys, if you want to get talking, don't just listen, get talking, go over to italki, allearsenglish.com/italki, and register to get your $10 off the second lesson. All right, Michelle, thanks for talking about this topic. This is important, and because we want to live great lives and we want to be original as much as we can. So thank you.
Definitely. Thank you, Lindsay.
Take care.
Thanks and bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to today's show. And be sure to come back to our website at allearsenglish.com/resources for some awesome ideas and special offers to help you get fluent. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. See you soon.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.